Answer my question.
No, he isn't going to.
We work for all of you.
Oh, sure you will. Good answer.
And so, we want to make sure that we make the right decisions. One of the good things is that we're moving towards more of a data-driven process, and so that helps us to be able to make the decisions, based on the need and not necessarily the whim of any one individual.
Those state standards, they need more than this than what we need. They just go ahead and get it done anyway, right? In other words, they come to hit the county.
That's not what he said. I don't think that's what he said.
No, sir.
I think that's right. He didn't say.
He did not say that. That's correct.
And well, then, Council, any comments?
Okay, so what's our next step here, Mr. Lawson?
I can walk you through the presentation just to give you a brief idea of the state of the state.
This touches on what Mr. Arlett was talking about earlier about where we are on some of the stats.
So we can talk about the
state of the transportation.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit about funding revenues, kind of where we stand, expenditures, kind of how a project works through the CTP, and then talk a little bit about the projects that we're proposing. So when we look at the sources of funds for FY19, you see they come from all sorts of revenue sources. We got motor fuel tax, which is the gas tax, DMV fees. We have SR1 tolls, I-95 tolls, our fare box, which is the collections from our DART transit service. And then we get federal funds at $275 million. And so those are the sources of funds that come in. I'm just going to skip that. We can see that the main sources of the motor fuel tax, the toll roads, and the DMV fees, those state funds that contribute the bulk to the transportation trust fund, are performing well. So as we look at the next foreseeable future, we're seeing good trends in all of the categories. The gas tax is a little flat, but DMV fees still remain strong. New car sales are strong.
Thanks to IG.
Yeah, thanks to IG.
Drew, before you go off that one, just to reaffirm, the Transportation Trust Fund, I know the state passed a bill 2 years in a row, whereas they can no longer take money out of this Transportation Trust Fund to balance the budget. It cannot be shifted over into the general fund. Is that correct?
That is correct.
As they have in years past. So that new law or regulation, I guess it was a law.
They refer to it as the lockbox.
Correct.
So the Transportation Trust Fund can only be used for transportation purposes.
And that went into effect last year, if I recall?
So 2 years ago, it was part of the revenue increase that we got for DMV fees, and so that was to provide some assurance that those additional revenues would be used for transportation. And so, what that's really done is given us a really stable source of revenue that we can do some good planning with. We can actually provide a program that is. It's going to be reliable and the folks can count on.
Politicians can't touch it. That's a good thing.
So when we look at the uses of funds, obviously DLDOT has some operating funds, operating expenses, both on the DTC side and our maintenance crew side. We have debt service at $94 million. That continues to trend down. So we are continuing to trend that number down. And as the debt service goes down, that leaves more money for projects. And you'll see that this 58% here, that's what funds the capital projects that you'll see with all the orange barrels out on the road. And so that's the state of the state there. When we look at expenditures by county, I know this is something that the council has been very interested in the past. This is a snapshot of FY 19 to 25, and these are percentages on the y-axis, and on the x-axis we have the fiscal years. And so you'll see that that we are trending up in in Sussex County, and as a result, Kent County's kind of staying flat, so as a result, Newcastle County's trending down. So I wanted to present that to you. So this is in the proposed FY 19-24, and also that's currently under review by FHWA and also proposed in our 20-25 six-year plan. I did want to talk a little bit about the importance of the comp plan, the importance of collaboration and working with Janelle and her staff, because it's very difficult for a project. You know, when we get a project idea, it just doesn't instantly happen. And I wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that it takes time for a project to progress. We've got a six-year capital plan, of which the first 3 years are we're using every source of revenue and have it applied to a project. And so we just can't pick something and start it next year. We're talking at least 4 years out for any new projects to start, typically year 4, 5, and 6, depending on how they come into the program. Now, once that project has established a position in the six-year plan, you can anticipate, based on their steady flow revenues, that every year that project is going to move 1 year more forward. And so if it is, 4 years out, next year it's going to be 3 years out. Next following year it's going to be 2 years out. And so that's how a project moves forward. So it's really important that we focus on the comprehensive plan so we can look in the future, try to look at these land use patterns, see where the projects need to be, get them queued up. So in the 6 years, when it's needed, we'll say, we're ready. It's ready to go, and we've already started design, and we may be into right away at that point. So I think it's important to see, that we are maximizing our transportation revenues on projects for the first three and a half years, and then the capacity for new projects is more towards the later years of the 6 year plan. So when we think about how projects are identified, we're using comprehensive plans, we're using planning studies, we're using the work of the county and your public process and solicitation. We use DLDOT's public process and solicitation. We work with our three MPOs to generate project ideas, and all of those kind of flow into the capital program, not only through public solicitation, but also we have programs like our bridge program, where we want to keep our bridge in a state of good repair, all our bridges. We have a safety program where we identify safety issues in the system that need to be addressed. And so all of those programs are feeding projects into the six-year plan. The projects are ranked. The funding is applied. So I've talked to council before about the many colors of federal funding that comes to us. We send it to Washington Green. It comes back in like a rainbow, so we have to apply those certain kinds of federal money to certain projects. Our state money can pretty much be used on any type of project, so that's much easier to do. But we maximize the federal funds. I'm not too sure whether council was aware, but we did do a solicitation for what they call the August lottery. So this is federal funds that other states aren't able to obligate, and it becomes available for states that have met their full obligation to competitively compete for. So Delaware asked for, I believe, $35 million. We received $33 million of additional federal funds that we can apply to projects. And so, again, every chance we get to secure additional revenues, we will.
I think that was great. Do the plans have to be in design form to qualify for that additional money?
So they have to be in a yes, there are certain requirements that require that the federal government has set up in order for you to obligate the money for a particular phase.
Because it has
so
to
you
be.
So you can obligate money for design. You can obligate money for right of way, and you can obligate money for construction. And so for the $33 million, I mean, design is on, you know, you can drib and drab a couple million for design, but really the bulk of our obligations, federal obligations, happen in the construction phase. That's the most expensive part of the project.
So the if you the other states didn't use it, so then we have to, so we get it, mm-hmm. but we got to take it immediately into construction. We can't bank it and wait for the design and wait for ROI and wait.
That is true. You have to, you when you make the request, you have to make a commitment that it's going to be obligated this fiscal year. So by October 1st, we have to have that money assigned to a project that is ready for construction.
So having having anything designed is a leg up for situations like this, because then you can go to construction.
That is true.
That's true. Yeah.
More designed part of the parkway, right?
More
designed for parkway. I hear by the
airport
bypass.
First state comes up to the bypass, right on straight through.
I'm not too sure of the exact location.
Park Avenue.
So Park Avenue is still in design, so we're not quite ready for construction. We still have some right-of-way acquisition. Designed to finish, right-of-way to finish, and then...
It will have been 10 years to design that. We're still designed, I think.
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a long time, really.
Cool. We'll say that it's complicated.
There you go.
Yeah, the design, the entire Park Avenue relocation is scheduled to be finished in construction in 2025, so up and operational by 2025.
I told somebody the other day he'd done about 20, so I lied to him.
Shouldn't do that.
I know, can't depend on state highway for nothing, right?
Well, you can. We keep a pretty accurate project schedule on our website and on our materials. At DelDOT.gov, and so you can go to the project's website, and typically that information is very accurate.
Can we hire a private designer to fix it up for us? We're going to get it done.
We are moving that project as fast as physically possible. It's just a lot of hoops to jump through, and the process is complicated.
But we've already bought the land, I believe.
We own some of the land.
The county has secured quite a bit of the land, and DelDOT has to secure
more of it, probably.
Yes. Thank you, sir. A couple of the other things is that the CTP must be fiscally constrained. So the first 4 years of the plan have to be, we can't just add projects without having the revenue to be able to support the plan. And so we work hard on that. The CTP has to be approved by the COT. I talked about the Council on Transportation earlier, so they have approval of that COT. And in their August meeting, they made it available for public comment. So that's the process that we're in now, in soliciting public comment and having public meetings in all three counties. So we met on the 5th in Newcastle County. I meet tonight in Kent County. And then on the 26th, Janelle mentioned the fact that we'll be in Georgetown to talk to folks in Sussex County. So I wanted to... let me make sure I'm on the right slide here. Yeah. So our meeting is on the 26th. We mentioned that. The next steps after that is that once we hold the public hearing, the second bullet, we're going to take public comment. I said October 10th earlier. It's October 8th. I made a mistake. The comment period closes. In December, we'll reconvene the COT to go over all those comments. We'll be looking at the document that you're going to present to us, as well as all the other information that we receive at the public workshops. And then we'll get direction from the Council on Transportation. We'll present to them a revised draft in February, and that'll be adopted be forwarded on to the General Assembly and the Governor's Office for included in the bond bill. So those are the next steps. When we think about uh, the, the draft 20 to 25 plan. We've got 7 new projects that we're adding in Sussex County, so we're adding more projects in Sussex County than both Kent and Newcastle. So these are the projects that are that we worked with staff that received the prioritization and are now being proposed as new projects. So some of these are on the list that Janelle presented that are in the draft document. So we got 9 in Minus Conaway, 113 Widening, Cave Neck, Hudson, Sweetbriar, kind of that triangle road system. We're going to improve that intersection. Old Landing and Airport Road extension. So this project extends the roadway in front of the hospital. They're off of 24 over to Old Landing. We got Dairy Farm and Beaver Dam Road, Fisher Road intersection. Again, more of an operational intersection improvement. Old Landing and Warrington Road intersection is now on in the CTP, and New Road from Nassau to Old Orchard. So those are the projects, the 7 projects that we are that we were going to add to the CTP. And so I just wanted to show you just a little interactive map about that illustrates some of the projects that are in the CTP. So the new projects are in the color's kind of changed on me a little bit, but if we zoom in, red are projects that we're currently working on. New projects are what I'll call a purple pink. And so you can see from the interactive map here, this is Route 1 here, focusing not just on the east side of Sussex right now. All of these highlighted projects kind of in brown or yellow or kind of this gold color are all pavement rehab. So those are locations where we're going to be rehabilitating the pavement. So as we look at the work we're doing on Route 1, we've got the 1 in 16 project. We've got 1 in Cave Neck. We've got 1 in Minus Conaway. We've got Plantations Road. We've got 24. We've got 2 phases of that, 24 up through Plantations with 4 lanes, and then 4 lanes up through up past the schools. Then we have intersection improvements at Camp Arrowhead. On 24, so a lot of work on 24. We've got an intersection project at 24 and 5. We've got an intersection project at 24 and Mount Joy and Old Orchard. So a lot of work on 24. As we follow 24 corridor all the way down, you'll see that we've got the bypass project. So that's the northern bypass of
Millsboro.
A new project that we've added is the 3rd lane through Millsboro. So even though we've got a bypass in Millsboro, we still think that the land development that's happening in Millsboro, the congestion that we're seeing there, and we just had a bad accident there in front of the Lowe's just a couple days ago, we proposed this 3rd lane project through Millsboro. So a lot of work happening there. A couple of the other projects I mentioned, you might not know exactly where they are, but this is coming in. This is the Walmart here, 24. So Warrington and Old Landing, we're looking at intersection improvement there. Airport Road and Old Landing Road, this is the extension that ties into the road in front of the hospital, the walk-in clinic there. So those are new projects. We've got a new project up here at the end of Minus Conaway and 9. So folks are having trouble getting out of there. We've got a project that's going to look at that location. We're also got a pavement rehab on Minus Conaway. Again, it's not adding the shoulders. It's just replacing what's there. Another new project is the new road project, so many of you are familiar with the work that we're doing on Minus Conaway. And so new road is going to become, you know, a critical piece of the infrastructure. It's going to be able to provide that access to Lewis that's not controlled by a signal, because you're going to be able to go under the Nassau Bridge to be able to access that. So our work on Old Orchard, the realignment of Old Orchard Road here, will tie in nicely with the proposed work on New Road. So it's all part of a system. You'll see the big green line. That is the phase two of the rail to trail project. So we pulled up the rails and we're replacing that with the trail. Phase one was already done up here in Lewis, and so we're actually going to extend that all the way down to Sweetbriar. So we're calling it the ice cream trail, because then you'll be able to get right here to Dairy Farm Road.
Good marketing.
Good marketing. And so we're excited about that project. The bids have already come in. They're going to start this fall, and so we're excited about that project. The other pedestrian project is down here in the gateway to Rehoboth. So we've got a bridge project. They're redoing the drawbridge there at the canal on Rehoboth Avenue, and so we are we're partnering with them to get a better bicycle connection from the Breakwater Trail into Rehoboth. We've also got several bridge projects. They're shown in blue, the big rehabilitation of Route 1 over the canal. That's going to we're going to be working with locals, because that's going to be a huge disruption to be able to get that project done under traffic. I'm going to just zoom out here a little bit more, because we've got a few projects. Most of the projects that we're doing west of the county are all pavement rehab. I mean, we don't have a lot of congestion. We don't have a lot of safety issues over there, but we do want to make sure that we maintain the pavement in a state of good repair. So a lot of paving. We do have all the bridges in Laurel are being rehabbed. We do have a project on Discount Lane to put sidewalks in to connect kind of the disadvantaged community to the goods and services that are out on 13. And then we've got some additional work on 113 that we're working on. We've got an interchange at 404 and 113. We've got an interchange at 9 and 113. We've got an interchange at 113 and 16 all happening in order to be able to preserve that corridor. So they're all in different phases of design and project development. Let's see, I think I went too far north. So went out of the county. So that's our plan right now. That's what we're presenting, and hopefully I think that it meshes. We're not hitting every project that the county through your public process wanted to see done. However, that's going to help inform our next 21 to 26 plan, and we'll continue to knock these down. You can see that there's a huge focus, because we're way behind on this east part of eastern Sussex. Just a lot of work. So we are going to be, you're going to see barrels. When we unleash this, the projects are coming literally one after another. But we're behind. We need to catch up. And so that's just the price that we're going to have to pay in order to realize some relief in the long run.
I have a question.
Burton?
Yes, sir.
I have a comment and then a question. I would, as far as my comment goes, I would really ask you to look at shoulders on Minus Conaway. If you're gonna change up 9 in Minus Conaway, and then to change up New Road under the bridge, you're gonna drive more people onto Minus Conaway. And I just, you know, if you're gonna repave it, just look at shoulders. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is that the other public workshop that we looked at was Plantation in 23. Right, that Lowe's, I don't want to sound bad, but it called a debacle.
Yes, Yeah, we have a project on plantations. What we had talked about at that public workshop is breaking out kind of an advanced project on this north end, basically from the Lowe's, and we presented, I think, three or four different options of to reconfigure this intersection with 23 plantations and nine. And so we got some great feedback from the public, and so it's still our intention to advance that northern end of the project. Because when I look at the schedule for plantations, I mean, construction's not till complete 2026. That's when it'll be open, and that's we really need some relief at this north end more sooner than later. And so that's why we made the decision to break that northern half out. So. And one of the things that I didn't mention, and we've appreciated the partnership with the Five Points Study. Jen has been our project manager for that effort. And there have been a lot of great ideas generated through that process. And some of them are addressed here, and I'll say they're addressed here because they've already been in the queue. They've already been on your list. They've already been kind of ripe for us to advance them in the CTP. And there's other ideas that were that are great ideas that we're just waiting for the full process to kind of finish, culminate, and get that final report from the working group. And then we'll use that to hopefully help inform your process next year and our process as well as we look at 21 to 26.
Any else in council?
Thanks for coming down, Drew.
No problem.
Drew's got one question before you walk away. If you could just think about this, make a little note. If there's any of this project, during any opportunity to name something George Cole Highway, we would really appreciate that. So bring something back.
Cole Corridor.
Yeah, Cole Corridor. Maybe something. I mean, not too, you know, I mean, something for important.
Change the name.
I mean, not very big, just something. You know.
Coastal Highway. Just change the name.
I like it.
Oh, smaller than that.
Smaller.
A bike path.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for being
here.
Thank you. Janelle, while you're right there where you are.
Yes.
I'm going to take a break and grab some lunch in the next 15 minutes and come back and do public hearings and we'll finish up President's agenda after that. Is that okay with you? Okay, good. Let's care of what else. Dan, motion to go to recess 15 minutes.
So moved.
Motion. Second. Mr. Burton, second. Mr. Arlette.
15 minutes.
Quick on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes.